Lesson 55. Needles and pins. Let us take a needle in your hand and look at it carefully. What do you see? There is a sharp point at one end. This makes it easy to push the needle through the cloth when you are sewing. The middle part, or shank of the needle, is round and smooth. At the thick end, there is a hole, or eye, for the thread. The eye end of the needle is rounded, but it is rather sharp. You must use a thimble to push the needle, or you will hurt your finger. Break a needle across, and you will see that it is white and shining all through. Needles are made of steel wire. They are put up for sale in neat little packets. At first sight, a pin looks very much like a needle, but when looked at closely, we see a difference. A pin has a point and a shank like a needle, but it has no eye. It has a head. The use of the head is to keep the pin from hurting our fingers when we push it into anything. It also keeps the pin from going quite through the cloth. We use pins to hold two pieces of cloth together. A needle draws behind it a thread which binds the two pieces together so that we do not need to leave the needle itself in the material.